Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Hampton Roads boasts the world's largest naval base and one of the country's busiest ports. And it's second to New Orleans as the most vulnerable area to sea level rise. Secretary of Natural Resources Matt Strickler announced the standards during a climate change conference at the College of William & Mary in Williamsburg.
This standard is the first of its kind for any U.S. state. It'll protect state buildings and the taxpayers who bankroll them from flood damage and associated costs by steering development away from flood-prone areas.
Strickler also took a shot at the Trump administration, which rolled back a federal standard to reduce the risk of flooding damage.
The president's ignoring one of the biggest threats to our society, even as Virginians are already seeing the consequences of climate change in their lives every day. Governor Northam and I are committed to ensuring that the Commonwealth does its part, putting in place sound conservation and hazard mitigation policies marked by science, not by Sharpies.
The standards also will ensure that Virginia is eligible for federal flood insurance and hazard mitigation grants. I'm Pamela D'Angelo.